Hello, my little baby. How are you? I hope you're doing fine. Are you ready for yet another good night story?
I'm ready for the good night story.
Wow, so I have my little storyteller also with me tonight. Let's begin good night stories with
Simran.
Simran, yes. Tonight's story is from a book called 365 Bedtime Stories. And the story's name is Mitty's New Friend. Mitty the kitten lived in a
big house.
She had many friends. Bob the bumblebee, Betty the butterfly, and Betsy the little sparrow. Bob,
no, bumblebee.
Betty,
the butterfly.
And Betsy the little sparrow. You know, Mitty loved her friends. She played with them, shared her food with them, and on cold nights, let them stay in her house. That's how friends are, right?
Right.
One day, while Mitty was lolling in her garden, she heard a soft meow. She peeped round the corner of her house. To her surprise, she found a plump little kitten just like her.
Hello, my name is Kitchit, and I am your new neighbor,
said the kitten.
Yippee!
Who said this?
Mitty said this.
Oh yes, because Mitty got really excited. She clapped her hands. How did she clap her hands?
Like this.
Exactly. Swished her tail and hopped around in glee.
That's not becoming of a lady like you,
said Kitchit sternly.
Watch me,
she meowed.
Meow.
Walking daintily.
You are clever. What else can you teach me?
Asked Mitty.
I can teach you numbers and all about colors,
replied Kitchit. Just then came Betsy, tweeting. You know who is Betsy, remember?
Little sparrow.
Choo choo.
Hey, let's go and play, Mitty,
said she. Meet my new friend, Kitchit,
said Mitty.
This ugly sparrow is your friend,
asked Kitchit. Mitty was surprised to hear Kitchit talk like that.
Betsy was hurt and she went away.
After some time, Bob and Betty came fluttering their wings. Do you know who are Bob and Betty? Who is Bob?
The bumblebee.
And who is Betty?
The butterfly.
Yes, butterfly. They said,
Mitty, 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 let's have lunch.
Hi, Betty, Bob. Meet Kitchit, my new friend,
said Mitty.
Hi, Kitchit,
said Betty warmly. But Kitchit did not reply. Instead, she looked at Mitty and asked,
will you share your lunch with this big old butterfly?
Mitty was shocked.
No, that's enough,
she protested.
You will not speak to my friends like that,
said Mitty, and walked away in search of her friends. Bob, Betsy, and Betty called an urgent meeting. Urgent meeting. It seems Mitty has forgotten us because of a new friend, they said. Soon Mitty arrived.
I am so sorry, my friends,
apologized Mitty. What did Mitty say?
Sorry.
Your new friend is very rude,
said Betsy. She was angry.
She called me old and big,
complained Betty.
Betty, you're the most beautiful butterfly in the world. And Betsy, you're not ugly,
exclaimed Mitty.
Kitchit is very rude. I will not talk to her anymore.
Mitty wiped her friends' tears and they were all happy to be together again.
They were all happy.
Wow, yes, they were all happy and together again. After some time, Kitchit arrived. Everyone looked at Kitchit cautiously.
Friends, I'm sorry,
said Kitchit.
We don't need a rude friend like you, said Mitty.
Oh, Mitty, I thought I was so clever till I came here and realized that knowing about colors and numbers is not enough. One has to have a good heart and be a good friend,
explained Gidget. Mitty and her friends watched wide-eyed while Gidget continued.
Oh, Mitty, you might not know many things, but you are a good kitten.
Meow.
Looking at you and your friends, I have learned so much. Please accept my apology.
I'm sorry.
Mitty and her friends looked at each other. They knew Gidget was not lying.
Okay, we accept your apology. But there's one condition,
said Mitty sternly. Everyone held their breath.
You have to teach us all about colors and numbers, said Mitty, smiling.
All the animals laughed.
How did the animals laugh?
Yes. Gidget became a good friend and a great neighbor. So the moral of the story is, one should be kind-hearted and should never be rude to others.
One should be polite. I'm very polite.
So, did you like the story? Mitty's new friend? I'm sure you did. That's all on tonight's story. I will be back with yet another good night story. Till then, good night, my baby.